My dear brethren, missions are the center of the Great Commission. There's a saying that a heart without Jesus Christ is a missionary, and a heart without Jesus Christ is a mission field. Good afternoon, church. Good afternoon, Pastor White. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak the words of encouragement, the word of God through your people. Let me invite you to the book of Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. In the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38, may I request everybody to please stand up as we give respect to the reading of the word of God in the book of Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. I will read this and just follow me with your eyes. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad, the sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Let's pray. Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, thank you for today, O God. Thank you for your mercy and loving kindness. Thank you for keeping us safe and giving us blessings every day. Thank you, Jesus, for your care and love towards us, O God. I hope and I pray that your Holy Spirit will be the one to give us strength, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding as we listen to your words. I pray that we will be challenged by your words, O God, so that we will always follow thee and obey your commandment. And walk daily in thy presence, O God. Bless our lives. Bless the church. Bless the pastor and his family. We give you glory. We give you honor and praises. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Let me first give you my testimony of my salvation. I got saved when I was 14-year-old on March 25, 1992. I was then a second-year high school that time. And that night, my brother told me about salvation. That night, I prayed the prayer of acceptance. I accepted Christ as my own personal Savior. And I knew that when I die, I will be going to heaven. 100%. And then, after my salvation, I joined the Daily Vacation Bible School, going to another place from place to place, and I enjoyed serving Jesus. My happiness in teaching the kindergarten classes during the Daily Vacation Bible School. And I started to preach when I was 16-year-old, and God called me to be in the Bible College and serve Him. In the Bible College, I learned a lot. The ministries of teaching the kids, the bus ministry as a jeepney captain, Bible studies, follow-up, inviting people to church, and also in the choir and the junior church. And before my decision of becoming a missionary in the field or in other country, I told God, Lord, help me first. Bring me first. Send me first to my own hometown in the Philippines, in my own province, so that I can reach my relatives and my own family in my own hometown. So God answered my prayers, and I started a local New Testament church in my own hometown in Masbate Province, Philippines. Then the work grow and grow. And the first fruit was my father. I shared the gospel to my own father. And that day, he accepted Christ as his own personal savior. And on the next day, he followed the Lord in the water baptism. He is the first fruit. And here comes my mom, my sisters, my brothers, my nieces, my nephews, my uncles, my aunts came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And they got saved and joined the church. 99% of our membership in the local church that I started in the Philippines are all my family and relatives. I enjoyed serving them, and I enjoyed serving the Lord through these people. My dear brethren, we should give glory to our God. We should always do something good, do something special in the sight of God, in the mighty hand of God, because we are His children. We are saved to serve. If you are saved and you have Christ in your heart and you have that the gift of God, which is eternal life, do something for Christ. Serve the Lord with gladness and sincerity. Our topic for today is missions possible. Missions possible because in the work of God, it is always possible. Don't get discouraged. Don't get disappointed. Don't get depressed because Christ is our Savior. Christ is our God, and Christ will always be our helper. Missions possible. Missions is the very heartbeat of God. And Jesus Christ was the first missionary. In John chapter 3, verse number 16, says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have an everlasting life." Jesus Christ was our first missionary. He gave His life. He was sent to us by our Father in heaven because of you, because of me, because of all of us, that we can obtain our salvation in Jesus Christ alone. He saved us. He sacrificed Himself even unto His death on the cross of Calvary. Missions possible. Missions are the center of the Great Commission. Matthew chapter number 28:19-20 said, "Go ye into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." My dear brethren, missions are the center of the Great Commission. There's a saying that a heart without Jesus Christ is a missionary, and a heart without Jesus Christ is a mission field. If we take a look here in our verse in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." That this is the work of Jesus Christ. He's always served people. He heals the sick. He always our example. He is the best teacher. And in verse 36 says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, a sheep having no shepherd." My dear brethren, Jesus Christ was moved with compassion when he saw the people, the lost world, the lost souls. You and I will always serve the Lord, you and I will always give our best to Jesus. We should have our compassion to the lost souls. We should have our compassion to our neighbors, to our friends, to our relatives that are not yet saved. Will you reach them for Jesus? Will you be a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ? I hope and I pray that all of us will be a good servant of Jesus Christ, willing to serve, willing to witness to those people who are not yet saved, willing to share the gospel to those who are unreached. People need the Lord. Your neighbors, your friends, your co-workers, your relatives, and the people of the community, those people who are not yet saved, we should have compassion on them so that they will know that Jesus saves and He alone saves. My dear brethren, we should always saw the need of the people, the lost people of this world. We should be available. We should make ourselves available in the work of God. That is why in Romans chapter 10, verse number 14, how then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Be a soul winner. Be available for Jesus. Be active in doing things for the Lord. Let's give our lives to Him and make available. We are saved to serve. We should serve Jesus Christ. We should serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And how important were New Testament missions. Every apostle of Jesus became a missionary. Every book in the New Testament was written by a missionary. Every church in the New Testament was written or started by a missionary. Will you be a missionary for Jesus? Will you be willing to give your life for Him? That is why in Matthew chapter 9, let's continue in verse number 37. Then He saith unto His disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. The harvest truly is plenteous. Look on the field. Thailand has 70 million people and 92% are Buddhist and 5% are Muslims, and others are non-believers or atheists, and only 1% is Christian. Will you join us in this great harvest? If you cannot join physically, will you join us through your prayers and financial support? Partnering with missionaries to the foreign field. And I know that every one of you here are good children of God, are faithful believers who love to give for missions, who love the Lord Jesus Christ, who love the ministry of the church, and who love your pastor and his family. What are the characteristics of a missionary? A missionary is a person who has experienced a conversion to faith in Jesus Christ. Like Apostle Paul, his conversion. A missionary should be saved. That is why I told you that I got saved when I was 14 years old. I experienced the love of Jesus Christ. I experienced the salvation that I had, the gift of God, which is eternal life. And God has a promise for us in the book of John chapter 14. In the book of John chapter number 14, verses 1, 2, and 3, yes. It says here, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. This is the promise of God. It is not the promise of anyone else, but it is the promise of God. And when God promised, He will never, never fails. A missionary is a person who is committed to the leadership of Christ. He should be committed to the leadership of Christ. He must have a servant's attitude. He must be a good follower. He should be an obedient child of God. He should be, he has that commitment to Christ. And a missionary is confident in the person of Jesus Christ and his claims. And a missionary is a person with calling from God. In the book of Acts, chapter number 16, verse 10. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. A missionary should be called by God. Amen. We should be follower of Christ. We should follow God. Not a parents called, a pastor called, or a mama called, but a call of God. Here are some of our missionary early missionaries in the past. Adoniram Hudson, missionary to Burma. He said, there is no success without sacrifice. David Livingstone, missionary to Africa, nothing earthly will make me give up my work in despair. Hudson Taylor, missionary to China, God works done in God's way will never lack God's supply. William Whiting Borden in China, he said, no reserves, no retreats, no regrets. And David Brainerd, missionary to American Indians, nothing grieves me so much as that I cannot live constantly to God's glory. And last, William Carey, missionary to India, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. What we can do if you follow Christ, if you are servants of the Lord, what you can do? You can surrender your life totally to the Lord to go where He wants you to go. If some of you, God is calling you to become a missionary, to become a preacher, then do it for Christ. And then you can begin giving an offering to missions above your tithe. What can I do? We should be joyful in missions giving, in participating in our missions giving. Because when you go, when you give to missions, this is the best investment, eternal investments that no scammers and no bankruptcy. It is all for the glory of God. And you can be a missionary where you are, like Thailand, Cambodia, India, Nepal, Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, Vietnam, and other parts of the world. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers. And so in verse number 38, chapter 9 of the book of Matthew, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. My dear brethren, pray for more laborers, most especially to the 1040 window where majority of the people are poor. We'll pray that people will come to know God. And through this situation, through our prayers and support for missionaries, they will reach out many people and gather the lost souls at the feet of Jesus. Will you pray? Will you give? Will you go? God is calling you, and He has a perfect plan in your life. Submit to Him. Obey His command. And the Lord will bless you. Will you go? Or will you stay? Missions possible. We have a big God. We have a loving Savior. And God will be the one to bless us. God bless you. Kapungkap, Pratawa.
Thank you for watching the message today. We invite you to join us again every Sunday and Wednesday for more inspiring messages from God's Word.